Frito Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your look as ceruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This amplifies your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head.
Yeah.
Can you feel it? Is it working? Long list of other people on the radio. Can you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Words.
Yo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a lot to cover tonight.
It's
Michael Dean.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm sick of a lung infection, which is
Hashtag.
Yep. Lung. Which is
MWD lung.
It's a symptom of prednisone, which I'm weaning off of. But yeah, it's killer, man. I should not be even talking, but I really want to talk tonight. And the fact that I'm talking, basically, even though I'm sick, proves the point I want to make with this first half hour. We're going to play audio, and I'll stop it a lot and we'll comment. It's Mark Edge quitting Free Talk Live. Because he's not making
sort
enough money.
Sort of. Not really.
No, he quit. Ian told me tonight that Mark quit and he's not coming back unless they get $5,000 a month amplifying amps, which doesn't go to their paycheck. It's to hire Daryl Perry to call stations, basically.
Okay, but isn't it possible that this $5,000 will be met? I mean, it's certainly worth it. I mean, so I don't know.
Maybe. And, you know, they actually did get a bump increase, you know, because the usual, when somebody gets dire, including me with Fiends, with something that people like and they threaten to go away with it, you know, donations usually go up for a minute. And they did get more amplifiers in a day today than they've ever got, but Ian said it didn't come close to, you know, it didn't meet Mark's goals. So Mark's gone as a host until, well, it's not actually clear in this that he quit, but Ian clarified to me on Facebook today. So we're leaking
whatever he wants to do. I fully support him. So
let's go to the tape.
Yep, let's go to the tape.
Whatever his choice is.
Get a little echo there. I think it's James Babb. Turn down. Please, this is a teaching hospital. All right, here we go.
With kind of a different segment here toward the closing moments of this program, Mark, you have been bothered by something recently, and you wanted to take some time out from our normal format to talk with our listeners, both on the air and off the air, meaning podcast and live radio listeners, about it.
We have the AMP program. The AMP program is a program where, you know, listeners who love the show, like the ideas of liberty, who want to help us get on more radio stations and do a better job of spreading the ideas of liberty, join for $5 a month. They get, what are the perks? They get, they're part of our AMP-only Facebook group. There's a commercial-free AMP podcast.
Those are the big ones.
And, you know, for $5 a month, that's less than most radio shows would sell their little, you know, their little Mouseketeer program.
Well, we also can't give you much more because everything else is free on the website.
Everything that they sell, we're already giving away for
archives,
free.
Webcam, you know, you name it.
And we don't actually keep the money for the AMP program. All of the money for the AMP program goes to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. I don't get a penny of it. And we did a video. What I did was I asked listeners to join the AMP program. We have got the website ready. We have in place affiliate relations, which is you and Daryl doing calls all day. We've got our advertising processes in place. We're ready to take Free Talk Live up to the next level. I promised that if we could get commensurate to the number of amplifiers we got, we would get more podcast downloads, we'd get more web views, and we'd get more
radio stations.
Yeah, radio stations. That was the last one. Just basically dependent on how many people join the AMP program. Remember, again, the AMP program is intended to be a program where you support us in spreading the ideas of liberty, as opposed to just thinking that we do a great job and wanting to give us some money or something like that. There are lots of podcasts and radio.
If you want to give me some money, then leave some Bitcoin in the tip jar. That would be great.
Yes.
That doesn't go to the AMP program.
When anybody joins any other radio show or podcasts, little Mouseketeer Club, I like to call them, they are essentially just giving money to the host. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Whereas with Free Talk Live, what we're doing is we're taking the money and we're advertising, marketing, promoting Free Talk Live, which we believe firmly, I believe firmly, that Free Talk Live is the single best way to reach people with the ideas of liberty. The average Joe out there. Nobody's reaching the average Joe on the radio. When you-
Free Talk Live. Okay. Right. Freedom fiends are. And often when this comes up and one of the others says, nobody else is doing this. They've been saying that for years. Ian has started kicking in and saying, except the Freedom Fiends, but they're not at as many stations. Mark never nice does. I love both these guys. Without these guys, there wouldn't be, well, there would be a Fiends, but we wouldn't be on radio. They helped get us on radio. They helped pave the path. You know, they were calling up 13 years ago, calling up stations that only played Republican conservatives and saying, well, we're kind of different, you know, like they paved the way. So, but
I think their work has been amazing. I don't know how else to describe it, but I think that Mark and Ian have been doing some of the most important work in the Liberty Mission or whatever you want to call it. I think these guys have been this is an incredible asset to everyone I know. So
can we get to the part where he angrily quits?
Yeah, I know there is some humor value here, and you and Lou want to go after that. I don't really have anything bad to say. I will say, ask me when I've been doing this 13 years. These guys make a living at it. These guys make a living at it. No one has ever made a living at the Fiends. We average 200, probably 250 a month in donations now. That's after me going like, I need money. I'm losing money at this, and like sounding like Mark. And then suddenly now we're getting about 250 a month, which barely covers expenses.
Well, let me ask you this, Michael, and I don't want to overstep my bounds, but I would personally be thrilled if we should invite Mark to become a Freedom Fiend now that he needs a radio gig.
He's a free agent.
You know. So
he needs a living. He's got a radio gig, and he's got one that's on a lot more stations than we do. I know you're kidding, but...
Actually, Michael, can we talk about the living I make from the Freedom Fiends?
I think that maybe it is time for him to seek something else. He certainly has the skills to get any kind of interesting thing, and if his career needs to move forward, it has to move forward, and maybe it's time. It's fine.
Show's not going anywhere without him. I mean, it's not. It's going to be Ian and whatever, I don't want to say B-listers. I mean, really, like the only A-listers they've ever had that just like rock as co-hosts, I would say, are like Ian, Mark, I'd even say Cantwell, and Derek J. Like those four are amazing when any of those are on. And then like he's got a bunch of other people who are pretty good or, somewhere between okay and pretty good but Ian's thing is they have to live in New Hampshire. Like he won't do remote host over Fiend Phone because his thing is all about moving people there, and he doesn't pay the co-host. I don't pay the co-host. We can't afford to, but those guys make I don't know how much, but they make a living. They pay mortgages, they support kids. The Fiends have never done that, and I'm not saying like we're more pure. It's more like it's a little bit a purity thing. Like I won't endorse things or advertise things that I don't want to. They are a commercial venture who will take ads. And I'm picky.
I'll take ads. Yeah, I will. I'll say anything I'll say anything for money on the radio.
$5 per time.
That's
you should go on Fiverr. Although people on Fiverr would be like, radio? Is that thing still around? Or what's radio would be the kids on Fiverr. But
I wish Mark the best with however this plays out. He's capable of whatever,
I guess what I'm saying is, like, maybe don't give up, but, he's already quit. I guess the thing with me is, like, what I've noticed when people make a living doing something they love, and this is something I learned from rock and roll back in the day, from being signed and seeing bands get signed and seeing bands make a bunch of money or lose a bunch of money or whatever. Don't assume that, if you start making a living doing something you love, don't assume that's going to last forever. And I think that people kind of do. I think that's my advice for anybody trying to get into something like this. If you have a couple years where you can pay your phone bill, let alone your rent, you're doing really well. All right. Anybody got any comments before I place more of this? There's a lot of it.
Nothing lasts forever. Yeah. And I am appreciative to Free Talk Live because they really have paved the way for the Fiends. And just all the stuff that goes on over at LRN.FM. I think Ian does a bang-up job with all that
stuff. And he'll still be doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian, that is something that you don't get anywhere else. You know? And yeah. Created a home for the Fiends in a jumping off point. You know?
I think Ian would keep doing the Fiends. I mean, to keep doing Free Talk Live, even if he's losing money on it, it's his thing. You know, he has to do it. I think the two shows should just merge, call it Fiends Talk Live, be on twice a day, 7 days a week. I'm making that offer, although we don't live in New Hampshire, so we can't, but Fiends Talk Live.
Yeah, see, if they were just more like us, they'd be making more money.
I don't get a penny of it, and we did a video. What I did was I asked listeners to join the AMP program. We have got the website ready. We have in place affiliate relations, which is on the radio. When you turn on your radio, Free Talk Live's there, and we're talking to them about the message of liberty, as opposed to Republicans and Democrats, as you know, the other shows do. So, what I experienced was when I asked in this video for people to join up, was six people joined the AMP program. Was that about right, Ian?
Oh, and at the end of this is two nights ago. At the end of tonight's show, Ian was talking about this and did say, you know, we're the only show doing this except the Freedom Fiends, and they're not as many. I mean, he acknowledged it. I liked it. So Mark didn't, but you know, Mark's on his way out the door and busy.
Several, yeah. I don't know what I expected, but I can tell you it was more than six people joining. And it left me demoralized, dejected, disappointed, alliterative.
Yeah, and I'm the one who has to listen to you grouse about it.
Good. So I grouse. And you shouldn't be grousing. Anytime you're in a situation where you're grousing about your customers, you're bad mental state.
Yeah, because I don't feel the same way, right? Like, I have very low expectations, and every little bit that comes in, I appreciate it. Gosh, thank you so much for, you know, $5 a month or whatever, sending to the show, whether it's six people or three people. I appreciate it. For whatever
you don't
reason,
do the big pushes for AMP, though. I do the big pushes.
Because I don't, you know, I just
you don't have the marketing. You don't have the marketing lingo, and, you know, you don't have that message in your soul to get it done.
I'm just more of the viewpoint of, well, we'll just let it grow naturally.
Yep. Freedom Fiends. Maintaining our amateur status so we can compete in the Liberty Olympics. We'll be back with more.
Special Olympics.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
For some reason in this country, in a bunch of Western world, it's okay to just judge.
Hey, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. Computer programmer Derek Slopey and I have created FiendPhone. I'm using FiendPhone right now to talk with and record one of my co-hosts in real time. Take it, Davi.
Hey, this is Davi Barker, and I'm 1,000 miles away from Michael, but we sound like we're in the same room.
We sure do, Davi. So, Davi, please tell the nice people more about FiendPhone.
FiendPhone is free, no-gov software that opens up a global world of possibilities for collaborative, high-quality, remote voice media production, and I'm digging it.
People can try FiendPhone right now at FiendPhone.com, but we're also raising money to vastly improve FiendPhone and vastly improve independent talk media worldwide.
So go to FiendPhone.com to help out. Who will build the audio roads? We will, with your help.
That's FiendPhone.com. FiendPhone.com. Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Phone.com.
FiendPhone. I never knew remote audio could be this good.
Well, we are supposed to talk on the air, right? Well, we get the big bucks.
We don't want any alarms going off.
But
and if you become an amplifier, you'll hear the conversation on the radio too.
Yeah, that's what we should sell. All right,
right, or hear everything that's like omitted by the cough button. You know?
Yeah, yeah. If you're an amplifier, you can listen during the breaks, and you can hear me cough, sneeze, and swear.
Yep.
And yeah, we put it all on one CD and send it to you.
CD, what's that? So we're playing
$4.99 a month. You can.
We're playing Mark Edge quitting Free Talk Live and discussing it. And yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go to tape.
But you are sort of frustrated by it, and
right. Well, here's the reason, Ian. The reason is that I gave up a six-figure job in Sarasota, Florida, potentially being the the promotion was on the table to being assistant publisher at the number one lifestyle magazine in town.
Okay, I got to say, if he'd had a job at a print magazine 13 years ago, making six figures, I doubt that job would still exist because internet. But anyway.
Yeah, but his career would still develop. I mean, it's not like that would be the end of his career.
Yeah, they would have, by now they would have cut him down to like a quarter of that, and he'd be running the blog for the newspaper.
Oh, he could do anything. He could do anything. Okay, no, it's skills.
Yeah. Yep, he's got skills. We don't. Not those skills. Okay, here we go.
It was a great gig. Yeah, it was a great gig. And what I gave up to do Free Talk Live and have my own business was this, what could have been, like a really great paycheck. And that means that I believe thoroughly in what we're doing, or believed thoroughly in what we're doing. And I do believe thoroughly in what we're doing. However, for what we're doing to be important, that means that other people have to share the vision. Importance kind of indicates other people share your vision, like a lot of people share your vision for something to be important. Other people must view it as important also.
We have hundreds of people who share that vision by supporting the AMP program.
Indeed, they do. And I don't want to minimize what they have to say at all. We have thousands of people who download the podcast on a daily basis. We look at our download numbers. It's 3,500, 4,000 people downloading the podcast.
Freedom Fiends averages 750 per show. So they've got five times as many, and they're on five times as many stations. But
coincidence?
But we're not really in this for... I don't know, man. This is a hobby. I've always wanted to maintain my amateur... I'd like to make money at it, but I don't know. Here we go.
That's the podcast. That doesn't speak to 150 radio stations and the live stream listeners and people who listen through free-to-air satellite, the satellite listeners, and everybody else out there. Okay, so...
We're in 32 stations.
There's 250,000 plus people who are listening.
But only so many of them are hardcore fans who are willing to actually pony up.
I get that, Ian. I understand.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that for something to be important, other people must see it as important.
Sure.
And what my experience was when I asked people to pony up for the AMP program was that not enough people, to my mind, saw it as important. And it really sort of knocked me back and made me think, for what I'm doing to be important, other people must agree that it is important. Is it important? If they don't agree, then it is not important.
I don't know, man. I mean,
Yeah.
If you were fighting for, gay rights or pot rights or gun rights, and you were the only person, like you and five other people were saying, yeah, this guy's right, would you say not enough? I feel like it's a mission, man. I mean, I feel like I know a guy who wrote us and said he was about to join the Air Force and didn't because he heard the Fiends. That is worth, like, every night I've done this for 4 years,
Agreed.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about this whole thing?
I mean,
He needs to maybe make a change. I mean, if his, value is being determined by the number of people that support Free Talk Live as a charity, right? Then, if his sense of worth has that connection, then, and it's not coming in, then he should try to do something else. I think so.
And the show will go on,
And that's, Ian, I guess set maybe. It
up so, like, when Ian was in jail, Mark ran the show and the show went on. It's not dependent on any one person. And, there was a point where I did the first nighttime Freedom Fiends were called Michael Dean After Dark. And I talked to Ian about that when we went 7 days a week. Should I keep it two shows or, consolidate them and call it all the Freedom Fiends? And Ian said, you should absolutely call it the Freedom Fiends, because then it's not dependent on any one person if anything happens to you. And I wasn't sick yet then, and I took his advice because I look up to the Free Talk Live guys, both of them. And I took his advice, and then I got sick. And this past year, I've been on, every third night. And I'm really glad it's not called Michael Dean After Dark without me on it two out of three nights. So, there. Here we go.
Right on. Yeah.
Ian's like my AA sponsor in radio, Nice. We'll be back with more.
Awesome talking audio.
Talking about following your dreams, regardless of how they pay. I'm Freedom Fiends.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. but they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
So
15 cents an hour.
Wait, funny you should mention. I have a labor dispute with you, Mr. Dean, because you announced
the peasants sure are revolting. Go ahead.
Yep, you announced my salary on social media. You said that I make 32 buttons a quarter, which is true.
You make 10 buttons a quarter. I gave you a raise for this quarter,
right? Depending on performance. I made 32 buttons this quarter.
Yep.
Well, yesterday, you might have seen on Twitter, people start knocking at my door. Boom, boom, boom. I open my door. Who's standing there? People from the Sanders campaign. And what do they say? They say, 1% of the people control 99% of the buttons in this country. Most people only get buttons when there's an election or where there's things. So you need to hand over your buttons. And the only buttons they weren't able to take were the BIPCOT ones because they can't be reused by a government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Lou,
when Oral Roberts said that the good Lord was going to call him home if he didn't get his $8 million, I think he gave a little bit more notice and a little bit more time than Mark did, though.
And he went for $8 million. Okay.
Yeah.
Go for it. Yeah.
It went for the long dollar. So I could just imagine Mark, bonked out on BuzzBox decaffeinated coffee. It's like, if I don't get this effing amplifiers, I'm going to effing walk out the door.
He's not Cantwell.
Okay. Oh, and Cantwell's not coming back.
Yeah, I think it's a little
back.
More sober than that.
I asked Ian today, so does this mean Cantwell's coming back? Because Mark was the one that, basically got him kicked off the show. And Ian said, nope, Cantwell's not coming back because of racism. So, yeah. All right, so
not, not only did Cuckwell burn the bridge, he set the water on fire, too.
Pete in it. All right, so we're going to play some more of Mark quitting. And we're playing this with all the love in the world. Like, we love these guys. They have made what we do possible. We just are, I guess I'm just playing it to point out, that I'm not there yet. I'm barely making 15 cents an hour doing this. And I'm sick and I'm doing it. It's like, I'm not going to quit if we don't get enough donations this week. All right.
So you're only losing 15 cents an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good day for me. All right, here we go.
Is it important that I'm here? Because, Free Talk Live, although it is a fine way to make a living and I'm, do make a living doing it. It isn't exactly a stellar way to make a living. If you know what I mean, we're not raking in the dough or anything like that.
Well, radio isn't a particularly, glitzy business. And on top of that, we're libertarians. So we've really whittled down, the possibility of a large audience that way.
Well, if we get on more stations, then you have the large audience, and that's all that it takes. All it takes is being on more radio stations and getting more downloads for all that stuff to come about. And that's not what I'm complaining about. My complaint, and like I said, I'm 100% clear. The complaining about people not buying your product is a really bad position to come from. That shows that you probably should be taking some time out. And I'm going to take a vacation here
tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going on vacation, and I'm going to take some time to think about everything. But I've had some time to think about it beforehand, and I gotta say, I'm not gonna come back unless people share my vision. If people don't share the vision that I have for Free Talk Live, which is that it is on more radio stations, getting more downloads, that the more people are visiting the website, and there's only one way to make that happen. That's more advertising dollars. We're having to cut consultants.
We have never had advertising dollars. Actually, one time, 3 years ago, I spent $100 on Google AdWords or whatever, and nothing increased at all from it, so I never did it again and could never afford to do it again. And consultants, what's that? I don't know what that is.
Consultants tightening our belt, and that's not how you expand. Belt tightening is not how you expand. Am I doing the right thing with my life? Because I could do other things with my life. This is how you're going to show me. Show me by joining the AMP program. If we get to $5,000 per month, I'll come back. Otherwise, it's going to show me not enough people consider it important. I am not in a great emotional space here.
Well, and I think it is also important to point out here that even though you're frustrated that you could have been this magazine publisher making $100,000 a year, that this isn't about you making more money because you don't make money from the AMP program.
I'm not going to say that I don't want a better life for myself and my family. However, the money that's given to the AMP program will not go to me.
Correct. So this doesn't directly benefit you, Mark Edge, but this is something that you find to be very, very important.
It's an indicator to me.
Yeah.
It's an indicator that
you're
other
asking people, do they value what we're doing here?
Right. Because there's a lot of people who listen to Free Talk Live who say, you know, that's a good show and everything, and they just don't join the AMP program. There's programs that I use on the internet that somebody spent a lot of time using that I don't pay for. I'm a free rider on those programs. I'm not saying I am without fault, and I am not casting the stone as a result. However, what I am saying is that in order for me to feel like, because I only have so many seconds left on planet Earth, and I can do other things with my seconds on planet Earth. There's other things I can do. I can continue to sell Free Talk Live as an ad salesperson. I don't have to come on here and do 3 hours a night on the radio to sell ads for Free Talk Live. So you got to tell me that it's important to you to have me on the radio. I need to know. And by the way, I want to point out there are hundreds of people who join the AMP program. I am not speaking to you. I'm not saying to you, you need to double your AMP in order to get me to come back. Obviously, if you do, it'll change the AMP total and that will help to meet the criteria that I'm looking for. But the person that I'm trying to reach is the person that listens to Free Talk Live and hasn't taken the time to AMP. If you've listened to Free Talk Live for 3 or 4 months and you are not infirm in bed, you make $2,000 per month. I know what it's like. I remember getting paychecks of $300 or $400 a week. I'm clear on what that's like and how much money, how little, how poor you believe you are. But we're asking for $5 a month, which is a remarkably small percentage of, say, $1,500 to $2,000 a month. You're buying treats and stuff for yourself. One of those is $5, and you perhaps could give that up for Free Talk Live. And that's an indication to me that what I'm doing is important to you. I'm not trying to hold you hostage. I'm trying to figure out the next step in my life. So how do you feel about this, Ian?
I think it's been a long time coming. I know that you have been frustrated before privately. You know, you've expressed those frustrations to me. Now you're expressing them publicly on the radio. I don't share the same frustrations with you. I'm grateful for everything that comes in. I don't think you're not grateful for it. I just, you know, you're having this sort of crisis of, is this the right thing for me to be doing? And this is a way for you to get that answer. And I support you on that. And you can join the AMP program by going to amp.freetalklive.com with any major credit card through PayPal. We've got Visa, MasterCard on the website, and now right. Bitcoin. So for those of you who've been waiting on Bitcoin.
All right, gentlemen. Please. So discuss. Spelling counts.
Well, it did sound a little bit whiny.
I know.
Now, I've sounded whiny before.
It's not completely Molyneux whining, but, you know, this, oh my God, these $2 donations.
Yeah, I think there's one quick thing that we should just mention. This AMP program, you know, when we say it doesn't benefit him, it's not going to him. Well, what it is doing is paying the marketing department at his company, right?
Yeah.
Is how I understand that correctly?
Yeah, if it was, you know,
right. So it's not like saying
it would increase what he makes because it would his ads.
Right. So yeah. So it's sort of like having, you know, he's kind of in a weird position where he has this organization that's part for profit company. You know, we're all trying to make profit, and part this charity where you know, we want people to donate
activism.
out of
big, it's activism,
right? Yeah, so it's activism. It's also a business. It's kind of weird saying, well, look, if you want to, this is an activist thing you can support to advertise our company over here. So you know, and yeah, you know, it's great. I think it's a, you know, I think people should support it. You know, I'm an AMP person, but, you know, I don't really even have time to listen to Free Talk Live, but I just like the fact that it's out there, and sometimes I do listen to it. So I don't know.
I listen often. I listen probably at least an hour a night, 3 or 4 nights a week, which is
nice.
I've never AMPed, but I've done a lot of activism for them. You know, like, oh, I don't know, helped Ian with the video he made for the satellite chip in. You know, but that helps us too. I mean, that like gets us on in sub-Saharan Africa. But I've definitely done things for Free Talk Live that didn't help us directly.
Friend
asks, hey, who can look at this video and offer me critique? Like, I'll do it, you know?
Well, it helped your marketing agency, so.
Yeah.
I don't get a chance to listen.
Out there. Yeah.
I really don't listen to Free Talk Live that much. Don't really have the time. I used to listen to it like every Sunday night, and that was back when the Fiends were on LRN at 3 p.m. Eastern time, back in the old days. I think it's before, maybe even been before going to GCN. But anyway,
well, Free Talk Live's whole point is bringing in people new to Liberty. And the Fiends are kind of like to entertain them once they're there, I think, or to bring them the last mile. So it's kind of a different
show.
The
View at Bar Closing Time.
Yeah,
like it's kind of again.
It's kind of a show that doesn't really have that much appeal to people, I think, who are already there, because so much of it is clearly convincing curious statists why they should not be statists. You know, that's
well, and 150 stations. That's
great.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the first year that we were at, what was it, Circle Pine Center, we met some of the lefty commies there, and they listened to Free Talk Live on a local radio station.
Yeah.
So, and that was kind of interesting. They're regular listeners. I have a number of friends that are regular listeners. They have time for that sort of thing. They'll download the podcast every morning and listen at work.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, if we ever had to go off radio, we'd still do that. But yeah, I think for reaching like people who've never heard the ideas, radio's better. Have any of you actually ever heard the Fiends on radio? I have, because we play probably two or three out of each month, each Saturday on KVOC in my town, delayed an hour, 2 hours after the show's over on Saturday. So when we're not preempted for NASCAR or rodeo.
Does listening to Fiends on the TuneIn radio app in another city count?
No.
Or do you have to hear it on an actual terrestrial
radio? Have you ever heard us on an actual terrestrial radio?
Never.
Any of you?
Nope.
I don't actually have any radios in my world. Yeah. So there you go.
Well, if you have an Android phone, you have one and don't know about it.
Oh, man, I go to thrift stores a lot. I have this really nice GE vintage radio, and the country tunes it plays.
Nice.
Yep.
Now, when you send me the email saying, hey, you're on in Beastlick, Wyoming, or something like that.
And I send you their playing link.
Yeah. I kind of get a kick out of that because, you know, not hearing
their ads.
Energy. Yeah.
You hear the local dentist ads and the local church ads. That's fun.
Yeah. Yep. Or the local call-in trivia and advertise your son's used compound bow and honeycomb.
The Grandpa Butt Dial show ads. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's kind of neat. But no, I've never actually heard us on an actual radio while driving around at 1 in the morning.
Yeah. And there's people who've only ever heard us that way. All right. Well, I'm going to hand the show over to you guys, and I'm going to go binge watch Louie and save my throat. Have a good show, guys. It's been good stuff.
Thanks, Michael.
Worms.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Welcome back to the Freedom Fiends.
Freedom Fiends!
I'm Jim Babb. We got Lou Sanderfine and Steve Miller.
Wimes.
Biongo.
Say Wimes.
Wimes.
Thank you. Hey, you're from Philadelphia. You should be talking with that accent, eh?
I'm originally from Cleveland.
Cleveland?
I'm from Virginia, so there. Anyway,
you should have yourself a southern twang.
Nope. Hey, before we wrap up the thing with Mark, I just I wanted to clarify one thing. I got a note from Ian. And I just wanted to clarify the relationship with the AMP funds. You know, basically the AMP funds, my understanding, are that it's managed by Ian. Mark has nothing to do with it. So, yeah, it is going to get him more stations and probably will get him more advertising down the road. But it also goes to stuff like the African Satellite Program, which is, you know, is a pure activism thing. So it really is, I think, a good investment. That's why I support it. But it is a little more complicated. I think I said, you know, that's their marketing department. But it is more than that. And thank you, Ian, for clarifying that, because that is an extra scope that goes beyond what just they would do for profits. So good stuff. Anyway, man, we got a lot of other things to cover. What's with this new, are they going to bomb Agrabah? What's up with that, Lou?
My understanding is 30% of GOP voters that were surveyed support nuking Agrabah or Agrabah, or I don't know how it's pronounced. I guess I'd have to go back and watch the movie, but
it's Abu Ghraib.
No,
it's not Abu Ghraib. No.
But anyway, 30% of Republicans polled support nuking them back to the Stone Age and turning it into a sheet of glass. And I understand that also 20% of Democrats feel the same way.
They had glass in the Stone Age?
Now, where is this? Where is Agrabah?
That's really interesting thing, because you can't really find it on a map, and it's not.
It sounds
like
familiar. There's something familiar about it.
Yeah, I do know that they have a sultan there. So,
okay, that narrows it down.
So they have a sultanic form of government, and
great. Well, we have a satanic form of government.
Well, this is true, does. Steve.
That's redundant, actually.
Yeah, but sultanic.
No disrespect to the actual Satanists out there.
No, there's a YouTube video about the architecture in D.C.
Yeah, sultanic is a denomination of satanic. But anyway, I do know that one of their most famous sons, what's his name? Aladdin. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So in other words. The movie Aladdin, the land that Aladdin was from, was Agrabah, or however you pronounce it. And about 30% of the mouth breathers in the GOP and 20% of the mouth breathers in the Democratic Party think that it's just fine to bomb a mythical movie place back to the Stone Age because they're a bunch of uninformed inbreds.
So this is from Aladdin. So this is from Aladdin.
Yes. Yeah, this is from the movie Aladdin.
Wait a minute. Do they suggest carpet bombing this place?
Boom.
Oh, snap.
How could you bomb it back to the Stone Age? Wouldn't you have to bomb it back to the animation studio?
That's both of you guys. That's racist. I don't know how, but that's racist. Or is it ableist? I don't know. I guess we'll have to bring in a professional social justice warrior to figure that out. So... and I would imagine that most of those mouth breathers are probably the Trump supporters.
Well, there is an additional statistic just for Trump supporters. 41% of his voters, projected voters, want to bomb Agrabah. So there you go.
It'll create
Democrats
jobs.
Who are still at 19%. Okay, it's not like Democrats aren't thirsty to go to war with a fictitious country, too. Idiocy is bipartisan.
Second hour coming up, and we're going to be talking about the latest in the Mark Baker saga, Baker's Green Acres. And, you know, it's really funny that when he puts up a YouTube video, he starts so many of them with "everybody's okay, nobody's been hurt." We'll be back.
Word. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Steve Miller. Are you
you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza, on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. I'm Jim Babb, and I'm here with Lou Fiend.
Yo.
Did you catch that that town hall meeting with Jeb's town hall meeting?
No.
Poor Jeb. You know, here's the guy. He thought he was going to be the anointed one, and he has this little town hall meeting in front of like the headline really gets it correct. It says Jeb Bush calls Trump a jerk in front of all 14 attendees at town hall event, and there's a video, and it's just so sad. You know, it's like I wanted to rule the world, and now he's a jerk.
Yeah, Jeb's getting more attention than, like, I don't know, the entire GOP and every political candidate combined deserved with 14 people. That's probably 15 people more than should be paying attention to him.
Correct. Well, they could be getting paid for it. I don't know. Hopefully they're getting paid well to be there.
All right, so on to some important news, and I've been mulling this over since Friday afternoon when I found out about it, and it's actually a coincidence that I'm here tonight, because I won't be on this coming Wednesday, my regular night, because of Christmas holiday, it'll be a replay and everything. But while I was trying to figure out, you know, where I wanted to go with explaining this and you know, how much of the backstory I want to give to bring people up to speed and everything else, I was really looking for an intro to bring this story out and you know, give it a headline, and I've really had a heck of a time doing that. So I guess the only thing that I can say to describe it is somebody left a bag of idiots open, and now they're running amok all over the state of Michigan. Thanks, Lansing.
Clean up.
Yeah, clean up in Lansing, Michigan, and the rest of the state. So,
nutshell. All right, so give us the scoop.
Okay, in a nutshell, Mark Baker of Baker's Green Acres had a search warrant served on him, I believe it was Friday morning, and it appears that they're looking for unregistered pork chops or something like that. For those of you that are longtime listeners, by the way, the interview from his farm in, what was it, July of 2013, that was my first Fiend in the Field report for the Freedom Fiends. And this guy's been getting harassed by the state government for quite a long time. And ultimately, what was bringing the troubles about now is that he did not bow down and submit like a proper bootlicker way back when. So the story as it goes, and the backstory for it is, the Michigan Department of Fish and Hogs, also known as Department of Destroying Natural Resources, made some declaratory rulings, meaning arbitrary declarations, saying that there's a feral pig problem in the state of Michigan. And incidentally, there are probably more documented encounters with Sasquatch than there are feral pigs in the woods here. So anyway, but they decided that feral pigs or certain breeds of pigs are an invasive species. So they came up with this thing called an ISO, an invasive species order. And they came up with arbitrary characteristics, physical characteristics of feral pigs,
because, you know, being feral is a behavior, not an actual physical trait. But anyway, never mind all that. So some of the things that they came up with were pigs that have either straight tails or curly tails, erect pointy ears or floppy ears.
And what about flashing lights on top of their car? Or would those pigs be considered an invasive species?
Well, by normal freedom-loving people, yes, they would.
Okay.
But by the, I don't know, traditional Tory bootlicker or the type of person that thinks that Agrabah should be bombed back to the Stone Age and turned to glass, no, those are our lords and saviors. But anyway, so Mark went to court, and the very first thing, the very first time that I met him was out at that event, Celebration of the Farm, and the day before there was a court hearing, and they never got around to doing a clarification of the invasive species order or the declaratory ruling, aka arbitrary declaration. So they never really went to court to determine what a feral pig was, and they had some questions back and forth, but things kept getting put on hold, and you know, court was put into recess, and they moved, you know, they'd move it down the line a couple months, and this man has never really had his day in court. Now,
well, let me ask you a quick question. Did he ever consider just like spray painting on the side of the pig not feral? Would that, right? Like, or maybe can you put a Bipcot license on a pig? maybe. Like, I'm not saying brand them with it, but maybe a special like collar or something that could identify them as being, you know, protected.
You know what? I'll pass it on to him. I'm pretty sure that I'll be seeing him sometime next month.
Okay. All right. I interrupted you again. Good. Continue.
All right. So anyway, I believe it was March of 2014, they had another court hearing, and in this particular case, they were trying to get clarification of the invasive species order, and the fellow, the assistant attorney general, I believe he was, they call him Dirty Harry Martin. So he had shown up, he had missed a court date, and allegedly the judge had called him up on his cell phone and told him, the weather's too bad, you don't have to get here. But strangely enough, people came from much further away, and they made it despite the bad weather. They came up from where I live to get downstate to where the county where Mark Baker lives. So anyway, they rescheduled the court date for a couple of days later, and the guy shows up, and there's a video, and I'm going to have Nathan throw this in the show notes. There's a video of this guy, Dirty Harry, scumbag extraordinaire, just mocking Baker supporters and degrading them and treating them like lowly serfs, because that's what government thugs do. They treat people like lowly serfs. They treat them like just lousy, filthy peasants.
You know, that's all we are to them.
Yeah, that's what your, and I'm doing the air quotes there, your government thinks of you. You are a milk cow, and when they can't milk you anymore, then they will turn you into ground beef. Now, the shepherd doesn't protect the flock out of love. The shepherd protects a flock because he means to shear them every couple months, and then eventually turn them into mutton. So that's your government. That's how your government operates.
Yeah, not mine.
Oh, no, not my shepherd. No, he only fleeces me once a year. So anyway, and at the end of that day, Dirty Harry Martin says, we have no problem with Mark's pigs. And, you know, at this point in time, the invasive species order doesn't apply to him. And I don't have the original video clip from the hearing where he's saying this, but he strongly implies that, well, today Mark's pigs are okay. That could change, a couple days from now. So
that's good news, though.
It's theoretical.
I mean, it's bad news that they've been attacked, but it seems at least, seems like it's at least a stalemate at this point.
Well, that's a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So because it is very open ended, I mean, they can say, you know what, this invasive species order does apply, because they never had anything really definitive. They didn't have a judge say, all right, you guys need to knock it off, or you know, hey, you're good to go, keep messing with this guy and treat him like garbage. You know, none of this stuff has ever happened. They basically weasel worded their way out of taking any form of responsibility without it going to a actual trial and having an actual decision. So if you're not willing to go, if you're part of government and you're not willing to go to your coworker, the government court, and seek for them to declare your government actions to be above board, then what does that say about your actions? So, and I pretty much think that these people know that they're being jerks.
Of course they do.
They're screwing stuff up. So anyway, this most recent event, Friday morning, three state troopers show up, and Mark has a couple videos up. I'll have Nathan put those in the notes. Three state troopers show up with some guys.
Now this is an invasive pig species. Here they come.
Yeah. So they show up with a couple of guys from either the DNR or MDARD, Michigan Department of Agricultural Rural Development. I don't know. Some filthy statocrats. So anyway, they show up to execute a search warrant, and I have not spoken to Mark. I sent him a message on Facebook. He hasn't even seen it yet. So, yeah, I know.
So they have a search warrant, and they're looking for unregistered pork chops, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, something like that. What has been happening is because Mark did not bow down and they really couldn't go at him directly over his pigs, the state veterinarian and other statocrats have been applying pressure to his customers. So in other words, restaurants that would purchase his pigs, butcher shops or processing plants, you know, USDA approved butchers.
Why do they care so much? I don't get it.
Because he committed the ultimate crime.
He failed to bow. But still, it just seems so like, are these guys just that petty and bored and pathetic?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes.
You know, and these people are the worst. You know, and we see that. We all see these types of people. At some point, I think in everybody's life, they're like, you know what? I'm going to go down to that local township meeting or the sewer authority or something. And you sit and you listen to these, and they have a look to them. I mean, it's weird, but they look like there's a look that they get after being in these jobs that's just horrible. I think it twists their soul, and you see it in their faces. And they're just, I mean, just. These pathetic bureaucrats that you find in these kind of places are, to me, it's just the lowest form of humanity. It's just the worst of the worst of our species. Is that too harsh?
I think that was too generous. And actually, I won't claim them as our species. But anyway, we'll be back with more of this after his trip to Marky. I'm going to try and explain it without the cuss dump having to go off every 5 seconds.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Telling us about an open bag of idiots. What did you call them?
I said somebody left the bag of idiots open and they're running amok all over the state of Michigan.
Yeah, they run amok everywhere. You know how it is.
Yeah.
So your friend's got a search warrant issued. Okay, and then that was that the last we heard from this story that their place had been searched. Is that it?
Well, it wasn't actually searched, and I'm going to go with an article, and this is from farmtoconsumer.org. So I'd mentioned that different regulatory agencies had put pressure on Mark's customers to make sure that they weren't buying Mark's pigs or other animals anymore. And also they put pressure on the processors who would butcher the meat for them. So essentially...
Right, that's right. And what is that? Yeah. Going to their customers and saying, what did they go? Like, hey, it looks like you're buying ham from that guy, and he has a pig that might be on a list over here, and boo. Is that it? Or explain it to me like I'm five.
Explain it to you like you're a voter? Okay. Well, I'm not in the room, but what's probably happening is the different regulators, different statocrats are probably going out to these places. Like, let's say it's a processor, and they're saying, yeah, we've been having some problems with Mark Baker, and you're not processing his stuff anymore, are you? I sure hope not, because, you know, maybe his pigs are contaminated and we just might find some of that contamination in your processing place, you know, if you were to continue to do business with them.
Right, and now, put the fear of God in them that they're going to get a new inspection of some kind and be dragged into that. They'll be the next victims of these thugs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Put the fear of Godverment in these people and let them know that, well, we would really appreciate if you don't do business with this guy.
That way we won't have to investigate you. You got a really nice butcher shop here. I'd hate for some kind of thing to get investigated. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a real nice place you got here. It'd be a shame if it was shut down, locked up, and you were in court for the next 20 years. Now, I'm not saying that that happened, but that's just how I envision it happening. So
yeah, it's not unrealistic, I think, to sort of imagine it. I mean, that is what's happening. However, you know, that is the reality of what's going on. So they're trying to put them out of business by ruining their reputation with customers, but that's not working. That didn't work. So then they're doing something else now, or
yeah, I'm going to go with an article here. It's a nice little summary. This is in farmtoconsumer.org. It's a reblog from some local status group. So anyway, it says. Let me get back to there. A state veterinarian put enough pressure on just about every butcher within a 100-mile radius of Mark and Jill's, and no one would process these pigs. Okay, we're legal, but no one will take them. The Department of Ag, USDA, put enough pressure on all the restaurants that bought from Baker's that none of them would continue to buy their meat. Note, would this be in direct violation of your constitutional rights to be involved in commerce? Well, I'm going to have to interrupt here. Everything in the Constitution is in violation of your right to be involved in commerce.
Of course.
The interfering with commerce cause. You know, when government has the power to regulate commerce, the average status, and I'm probably gonna tear into the supporters of government more than I'm gonna tear into government itself. When government has the power to regulate, to make rules, to make arbitrary declarations, this is what you get. This is your Constitution, good and hard. This is your regulation. This is what for your safety looks like. All right, now grow up, people. You don't need a government to ensure that Mark takes good care of his pigs and raises clean, healthy animals. He does this on his own. And if he didn't, his customers probably wouldn't go back to him, and they wouldn't need government thugs to get them to not go back either. So anyway, continuing, except one. Mark has had a customer in Traverse City for a decade. A couple of weeks ago, in the middle of the day, the Department of Ag showed up and confiscated all of the Baker pork, citing that it wasn't properly labeled. The owner had removed the pork from its original bag and thrown it away, leaving the extra in a container with no label on it. For this, all of the meat was taken. And in Mark's first video, he was talking about that when there's these little minor petty rule violations, that usually a phone call and a corrective action of saying, hey, you know what, this needs to be taken care of, usually sorts these things out. But no, they have to go and they need to raise hell. And
they have to destroy something. They have to destroy something.
Yeah.
They don't feel like they're doing their job unless they've destroyed something that someone valued.
Right. And we'll be back with more of the ANCOM report.
Yeah. You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Warning, warning. ISIS are using secret messages hidden among pictures of kittens with bombs to groom and recruit youngsters. And this has been a customer, this has been a public service announcement from the Freedom Fiends. So,
wow.
It's true.
Is that part of the AMP program?
ISIS has their own AMP program. Yeah, it's
on Fiverr. So anyway, yeah, going back to the Baker story. So the article, the next day, Mark was delivering a few of his pigs to a local processor who had recently agreed to butcher Mark's pigs. This was a really nice arrangement for Mark and Jill, and they were pleased with the services. Well, the state veterinarian sent this butcher a text just as Mark was walking through the door. It said,
"The state is veterinarian.
Do you process Baker pigs?" The butcher asked Mark, "Do I process Baker hogs?" Mark said, yes, you do. Now, if the state vet gets to ultimately decide whether you keep your license or not, would you continue to take questionable animals? Do you see how this is beginning to work? Nothing concrete, just subtle hints dropped to get the desired results. Boy, it must be great to be king. The final straw. A delivery was made to Baker's Green Acres during the same weeks. The farmer making the delivery asked Mark if the whole dilemma he was involved in with the state, the pigs, etc. had been resolved. Mark just chuckled and said, yeah, I guess so. The farmer said he was relieved and that he had something he had been wanting to tell Mark for months. Seems that on one of those really frigid days this past winter, February time frame, this farmer came to make a delivery when no one was home. However, there were two snowmobiles parked out by the barns, driven up from the back of the property belonging to two Department of Natural Resources officers armed to the teeth looking through Mark's barns and head to the house when this farmer pulled in with his truck. They intimidated this poor farmer so badly that he kept his mouth shut for months until he thought the situation had been resolved. Imagine discovering that the government had rifled through your things when you weren't even home. Life, liberty, property. Those things are guaranteed to us. No, they're not. But obviously no longer in the state of Michigan. Yep.
Thugs. Now with just thugs running amok.
Yeah. Now, with the most recent execution of the search warrant, as I was saying, three state troopers showed up with some DNR, Department of Fish and Hogs types. And this is actually hilarious. Mark describes their arrival as coming in very quickly, almost like a SWAT raid. Because, you know, they have to pull up real quick and then jump out and take control of the situation because, heaven forbid, Mark flushes some of his pigs down the toilet to get rid of evidence.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, they whipped out a search warrant signed by the county judge. And I don't think this is the same judge that was presiding over the previous, over the case previously. I don't know. But my understanding is, and you can go to Mark's videos and they will be in the show notes. My understanding is that the warrant was written rather ambiguously. So, I mean, he suspects that the judge probably didn't even read it, probably just signed off on it. But anyway, rather than just letting them go forge through his stuff and possibly plant evidence that could be used against him, he says, well, hang on, I want to get some of my people out here. You brought your people. I want to get my people. So he called up some friends to show up, and I would assume that they were using their phones to record the whole incident. Anyway, one of the DNR thugs says, you know, you're wasting taxpayer dollars right now making us wait. And yeah. His very existence, this scumbag's very existence isn't a waste of taxpayer dollars. The existence of his agency isn't a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Every breath he takes is a waste of oxygen, okay?
Yeah, that is oxygen that a free, productive person could use.
Or a feral pig, no. Okay?
Yeah, or a feral pig. So anyway, after waiting around for a little while, apparently they got frustrated and left, and it was for a three-day warrant. The warrant did expire Saturday night at 8 p.m., so it's like
so it's a win.
A day from Theoretically, what will probably happen is the DNR thugs will probably go whining to the judge and saying, Mark impeded our investigation, and we can show you on the doll where he touched us by not letting us go and plant evidence in his property.
Basically, he said, come back with a bear cat.
No, he didn't, because I... And that is not what he wants. But
oh, good.
Mark has five children, and
so it was just video cameras that kept them away. I mean, what was it about the crowd's presence? Because I've seen these before. I saw another farm video.
What I don't know that there was a crowd there, but I think they suspected that they're being used as tools for somebody else, and that they would wind up getting jammed up if their activities were videotaped.
Good. Well, that should be enough. Hopefully that's enough. I saw a farm video, and I can't remember where it was from, but with maybe a year ago, where like a whole lot of people showed up at a farm, and they were there to confiscate inventory and like computers and stuff from this farm. It's probably a raw milk syndicate, you know. They were going to bust everything, and this, like, it was like a food co-op, and these guys showed up and they started like taking computers out. The community came in, surrounded them, said, you're putting that back, and they did. So you know the community makes a big difference there. I think that's the obvious takeaway.
Well, Mark has a lot of support in his local community, and then also amongst the small farm community. But the statocrats, you know, just like everything else that happens, they don't care what the common person thinks, because the common person is just tax cattle on the tax farm. But Mark has five children, and at least three of them are small children. So when these goons show up, they have to get his wife and kids off the property for their safety.
Oh, because definitely. Definitely. You know, you bring in these trigger happy goons with a history of violence and lack of accountability. It wouldn't take much, you know. I mean, it's a very volatile situation, and you can't trust those people that are going to be showing up. So, I hopefully it won't come to that.
Yeah, I was talking to Mark back around the time that the last bunch of court dates were supposed to happen, and this isn't really public knowledge, but as we were talking, he broke down. He says, Lou, I just can't do this right now. And he told me about the pressure that he was under and how he feels, you know, knowing that his family is in grave danger from his government. Because Mark is a true believer, and I honestly don't know how he keeps talking about the Constitution. I like this guy. If we lived closer and saw each other more often, we'd probably be regular friends. I mean, I think he's a great guy. I like him. I like his family. But this Constitution that he keeps talking about, it's utterly worthless. It's not worth the sheepskin that it's printed on.
It's the truth.
Yeah. It's not.
Well, it's hard to imagine why they don't learn these lessons, you know, when they have these, some people, I think, you know, we say like some libertarians are made, right? There's some interaction with the state sort of reveals to them the nature of what the state is, and then it's perhaps an epiphany. Other people just always want to be naturally left alone. But we've all seen, you know, maybe it's a Stockholm syndrome, but people that go through extreme ordeals at the hands of the state and still like endorse the system. That's pretty common.
Yeah. He is a disabled retired Air Force combat veteran. All right, so he served his country.
All right,
this is the way governments treat their former servants, their former hired guns. You know, this is the way that they treat these people.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's a complete utter lack of respect, or if it's the knowledge that they're just going to keep coming back for more abuse. But here this guy has to worry about his government coming in, kicking down his door, possibly killing his family, possibly killing all of his animals, destroying his livelihood, and the money that he's had to throw into legal defense.
Ridiculous. Just even waste.
With the donations. So,
his opponents have endless resources. They can just steal more. You know, yeah. He's like counting on his customers, you know, to purchase enough from him to be able to afford the lawyers to defend his business and his livelihood for his family. I mean, that's just it's a terrible position to be in.
Yeah. Is that how you thank somebody who defended your freedom? Or in the case of statocrats that ensured that you were able to keep on perpetuating your violations of people's life, liberty, and property? Is that how you thank somebody for that? And I'm sorry if I sound like I'm really angry about this, because I am. Because this guy's being treated like garbage. And even worse, all these people that still support this stupid government that keeps doing this. Because this is what government does. This is how it regulates people. It doesn't matter if you're the activists over in Mordor on the Potomac a few years ago with the Lemonade Freedom Day, where all those people got arrested for selling lemonade. They're selling it for like 10 cents a glass to protest the harassment of little girls in their lemonade stands getting shut down by local thugs.
Yeah, those guys actually faced some like a year in jail. Some of those, that DC group that got arrested for that.
That was Eddie Free, Meg McLean, Cat Dill. A handful of other people.
It was serious. It wasn't just like, oh, they're going to get a little fine. There was some actual seriousness to that. Luckily, they, of course. Anyway, it's just harassment and. You know, how do you respond to it? What's the right? It's like you can't meet them on their turf, right? Because they've got it all locked up. I think what the first thing they did was like bringing in community members with video cameras and whatnot is going to be essential defense, right? Like
and live streaming instead of just recording it to your device.
Definitely live streaming. Hopefully, assuming they have a stable internet connection. I don't know, you know, sometimes if it's a farm, it could be a rural area, but if there's a good connection, definitely get it live streamed.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to know a really good way to deal with this for all you government supporters out there? The next time you go to protest your government violating your rights, don't wave their flag, burn it.
Yeah,
burn it on
seriously.
The steps of the Capitol. Yeah. I'm going to start looking
around. Or just forget about it and ignore them.
Yeah, I'm going to start looking around for DNR flags on the internets. And if I wind up going to protest down in Lansing, I'm going to burn the flag on there. And I sure hope that none of the loyal Tory bootlickers they're protesting and be like, that's not the DNR's flag, that's our flag. We're just letting them use it.
Worms.
Listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lucander Fiend. The final segment, redemption in the third act.
Yeah, going back to the Lemonade Freedom Day in Mordor on the Potomac a few years ago. Now, the following year, they had a Lemonade and Raw Milk Freedom Day, and they were pretty much unmolested by the Capitol Police. And I'm gonna have the video to the first Lemonade Freedom Day linked in the show notes, so you can go check that out if you've never seen it before. But
our friend Rob Fernandez had a big hand in that.
Yeah. Anyway, these activists are being manhandled by cops, and you could just see the thuggish brutality in their actions.
And
just like the anarcho-communists that they are, government hates commerce. They hate the possibility of profit. They hate voluntary transaction and exchange of value for goods and services. And you can even hear one of the cops in there saying, don't pay for that lemonade. If they want to give it to you for free, they can, but don't pay for it. Oh, because heaven forbid somebody should actually turn a profit. The ANCOMs are like, there's no market, like no market. And that's really how government is, because despite claiming that government is the only people that can provide a prosperous prosperous economy that's just robust and all that other nonsense, they are the greatest obstructions and destroyers of an economy. Now, how do you get cops to go out and enforce this nonsense? There's another video in there. It's very short and wasn't able to play it on the air because the audio quality is a little bit dodgy. But there's a cop being asked about if he had been a cop during the days of segregation, if he would have enforced those segregation laws. Well, his response was, well, being that I'm black, I wouldn't have been able to be a cop back then. But if those laws were around today and I was a cop, I would do it. Absolutely.
Of course.
I don't make the laws. I just enforce them.
Right. Yeah. That's the, we've heard that refrain, haven't we? I've got something really positive here that I want to get in our last segment here so we can go out.
Does it involve burning government flags?
It involves strippers and raising money for kids.
That's a close second. Go ahead.
Okay. Strippers hope to raise $4,000 for kids at Tata's for Toys event in Portland. Okay. Portland, these Portland strippers got together.
Maine, Oregon.
And this is Oregon. And this is evidently an annual tradition. So last year in the wee hours of Christmas Eve morning, a dozen Portland strippers burst into the Dornbecker Children's Hospital. I may be pronouncing that wrong, bearing gifts. The dancers playing Santa for a day donated $3,071 worth of Christmas toys purchased with money raised at Striptease fundraiser at Tata's for Toys. I don't know why they don't just call it Tata's for Tots, but anyway. good job. Good job, ladies.
Now, when they arrived to deliver the gifts, were they in uniform?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I hope so. These are sick kids. They need something. They need something to really lift their spirits, sort of perk them up.
Because I know when I put Christmas stockings around the fireplace, I always like to find some fishnets. So
okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So hanging fishnet stockings by the chimney with care.
There you go.
So yeah, that's a very warm, fuzzy story. That's some beautiful redemption. And
Tata's for Toys 2015.
And 2016 too. So what was the response been? Has it talked about the Puritans saying, oh my God, this is horrible?
You'd expect you'd expect the mainstream media to say, well, what charges have been filed? Is this legal? Is this, what permits did they require for this act of kindness? What can we do to stop this from happening again? Actually, I'm sure everybody loves it, right? I mean, how can you not?
Did the local Republican Party issue a fatwa calling for the heads of these infidels?
I hope not. It is Oregon. I think as long as you show up in a Prius or something, they're fine with whatever you do.
And the local Republicans recognized the girls because they were the best customers. Ooh, snap.
There's Republicans in Oregon? That's new.
Yeah, all three of them. All right. Thanks for having me on tonight, James. And for more Freedom Fiends, and to get all the links that were talked about earlier, go to freedomfiends.com.
Herbs.
Wines.